WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City Knowledge.
Morning, everybody. It's a terrible Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Talk amongst yourselves. It was a good season. May it rest in peace.
Good morning. I'm just kidding around. Come on, let's get it done. You know, it's just a sports game. I feel bad for those Texans fans. It looks like they rely on a sporting event for their happiness. Jeez, what a bunch of losers. Yeah, I mean, if that's what it takes to make you happy, go ahead and have a stupid football game, I guess. Good morning. Last week it got to, we will talk about the, it was actually a pretty fun game, tense game. Felt like it could go either way after three quarters, and then it went one way. And that isn't the way it was supposed to go at all. So we will discuss that much more as the morning unfolds. Lots of high school sports that we'll get into. Do want to mention right out of the gate, we will have tonight's Center County High School Wrestling Showdown between Belfont and Penns Valley. The Red Raiders hosting the Rams. Two teams combined have one dual meet loss on the season. They just finished 1-2 at the Southern Tier Tournament over the weekend up in New York, out of, I think it was 38 teams. So, this should be a good one. Belfont and Penns Valley tonight. Airtime will be 7 o'clock with Todd and Norm Brown right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Busy day coming up. Of course, after our show, we'll join the Dan Patrick Show from 10 to noon. Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network will run from noon to 2, and then it'll be the Goon and Ironhead Show. Oh.
What will they talk about?
A sorrowful Goon and a sorrowful Ironhead. Maybe we'll just talk Penn State wrestling for all 2 hours. Penn State wrestling and hockey. Maybe that's where we'll spend our focus. We'll actually talk some wrestling and hockey. We'll also certainly be talking some Penn State football and college football. We have some news there, as we do seemingly every day during this transfer portal window. So we'll get you the latest there in the second segment of this morning's show. But lots of Penn State talk, and yes, we will commiserate together. Thought maybe this was going to be the year for the Keystone Super Bowl, and no, not happening.
No.
Questions surrounding both coaches, coaching staffs, personnel, all of that, as is what happens when you don't reach the ultimate goal and you have higher expectations than what the team is able to achieve. So we'll discuss all of that. That'll be 2 to 4. Jed Donahue is continuing to work toward getting back to doing his 4 to 6 show. Don't have a specific timetable. We're hoping maybe he'd be up and running again by this point, but he has had some serious health issues. It's great to hear him back on Saturday mornings in that 8 to noon time slot, and he's working toward getting back. In the meantime, we'll continue to run Fox Sports until you know, we can get Jed back up and running. But you know, he's obviously got to take care of himself first and foremost here. So wishing Jed the very best in his ongoing health and recovery efforts. And so again, we'll have Fox Sports from 4 to 7, and then we will join Todd and Norm Brown from the Bellefonte High School in what should be a really fun and good dual meet tonight between the Red Raiders and the Rams. And phone line is open here this morning, 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266.
It's going to be a packed house in Bellefonte tonight. Oh, man, are you kidding me? It's going to be like standing room only. So that means listen, because we'll have the action.
There you go.
With Todd and Norm. So listen for that. That, oh, man, big, big bout tonight. So that should be a really, really good one. Later this hour, for a segment, our friend Tom Range going to join us from Happy Valley Comic Con, one of our fine sponsors. The event is now just a month and a half off. Oh, it's getting really interesting. So I said, hey, Tom, come on back in. So he's going to kind of give us an update on where things stand. I think they're still looking for some vendors, meaning if you, I don't know, have something to sell and so on, doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, sci-fi, fantasy, you know, all that sort of stuff. Because this year the Comic-Con has the full run of the whole building, Nittany Valley Sports Center. They've got the whole building. And that's way bigger than they've ever been before. And so we'll let Tom tell that story a little later on, that if you're a maybe a business or you make interesting things or something, this is an opportunity for you. All right. I think they still have some slots open. So we'll touch more on that a little later on. Then we'll have lots of open line time and arguments and whatever in the 9 o'clock hour. All right. There we go. Chilly this morning, but actually today and tomorrow supposed to get into the 40s again. Nice morning this morning, and then come Thursday,
yeah,
it's the return of winter.
Oh,
at least cold-wise, it's the return of winter. It's January. Come on. There we go. All right, some things this morning. Well, I went and did this yesterday. I didn't want to do it. I refer to this as the dog tax. I guess the official term is dog license.
Dog tax.
Dog license.
Got
okay,
it.
Which I refer to as the dog tax. So my little guy Domino needs his license for 26. I thought, all right, let's get this over with. So I went to, there aren't that many places out there where you can get one of these. Now I'm from Penns Valley, so there's one particular place out there. I'm like, okay, so I went there last evening. Nice young lady helped me out. $11.30 is what she told me. And I'm like, how much? $11.30. Like, really? Wasn't it like $9 last year? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, wonderful. We've had a great increase for $11. And I call it the dog tax because there aren't any other pets that you need a license for, right? Am I right? Yeah. Cats? Oh, God forbid. No. Shh. No, not cats. Not ponies. Not ferrets. What's that thing you have at your house? What's he called? He's got a waxawaddle or...
An axolotl.
Axolotl.
Clyde the axolotl.
Okay. Does he have a license?
He does not have
he
a license.
He should be licensed. Come on. Expand the animal taxes.
He has a license to chill, baby.
Oh, he's that kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I honestly don't know this, and I don't think the young lady who helped me last night probably could have answered this question. My guy, you know, the common thing I hear about a dog license is, well, if your dog gets lost, then they can track and you can get the dog back because they have a license on them. Okay. In my case, our guy Domino has a microchip. All right. Has a microchip wherever it is. I can't remember exactly where it is. So that if he would ever get lost, all right, veterinarians and folks, they know about these things. You scan for the microchip, and then there's information on the chip, like who are you, what's your address, la, la, la. Okay, do I still need to get a dog license if my dog is microchipped? If somebody knows the answer to this question, I'd like to know. I just thought about this last night, like, wait a minute, my dog has a microchip. Why do I need to get the dog tax license? All right, 814-954-7266. If you know, either yay or nay, if a dog has a microchip, why do they need a license? In other words, why am I, in a sense, why am I paying twice? Now, maybe you have to, because it's the dog tax. All right? If somebody knows, give us a quick call. I would be curious to find out. I honestly don't know the answer to that one. All right, some other things here. Good news, bad news. Here's something the White House posted. I guess this was yesterday. All right, they're, we'll call it bragging. There are now 43 U.S. states where the average price of gas is now under $3 a gallon. 43 states under $3 a gallon now. That's great.
What about the 14% of us?
Well, there are seven states where the average is still above $3. Uh-huh. The entire West Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, mm-hmm. put in Nevada. Mm-hmm. I count that as West Coast. And yes, here I even have a map, Mr. Ironhead. Then there's one other state.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Solely representing the entire three country, save for the West Coast and beyond.
Yes, us. Our average price for gas is still over $3 a gallon. Now, there
we're number one there in that section of the country.
There is hope. All right.
Is there?
In my travels yesterday,
yeah,
I encountered a gas station. Not Sam's Club, although it actually isn't Sam's Club. I encountered a gas station where they're selling gas, $2.97 a gallon. And just down the road, there's another gas station, which was $2.99 a gallon. Now, if you want to find these, you're going to have to drive all the way to Milheim to go find them, because that's where they are. Meanwhile, there's these two convenience stores that I pass on my way to the studio every morning, and they are still entrenched at $3.29 a gallon. And once again, for the umpteenth time, I ask why. Why is it so expensive in the greater State College area? Because there are some other places I've seen $3.29. One particular convenience store chain in particular. Like, why? Why is this? So for the time being, if I need to gas up, I think I'm going to drive to Milheim. Now, it helps that I don't live far from Milheim. Mm-hmm. Right? That kind of helps me. But that's a 30-cent price difference. Same gas.
Seems a little significant.
Yeah, it's like, why? All right, folks, stay tuned. All right, farm show's going on this week down in Harrisburg. Oh, man, I wish I could get loose. I haven't been to the farm show in many, many, many moons. Down at the farm show complex there in Harrisburg through Saturday. Yes, this Saturday. Of course, yesterday they had the big event. Now, this event's only been a couple of years, but it has become a big event. Yes, are you ready? It's the mullet hairstyle competition.
Hey, now. Let's get it on.
Somebody came up with this idea a couple of years ago, and it's immensely popular now, which is just weird. If somehow you don't know what a mullet hairstyle is, all right, do a web search. Kind of short in the front, way long in the back.
Party in the back.
It's a guy thing, okay? Did you ever have a mullet haircut?
Never did.
In your life? Okay. I don't recall ever doing it either, like when I was a kid or something like that. They had 150 competitors yesterday. Now, they're not wearing wigs, okay? This is their hairstyle. 150 competitors yesterday. They had over 1,000 spectators watching this gig yesterday. All right, the winner was 10-year-old Drew Fleshut.
That away, Drew.
From Dallas, Pennsylvania. I know that neighborhood. That's close to Wilkes-Barre. If you're familiar with Joe Dirt, remember Joe Dirt from the movies? Well, Drew's haircut was just like Joe Dirt. And so he was the winner. Says here, contestants were evaluated for the style of their cut. Yes, you must have style. Any props or accessories to go along with it. Apparently it says their presentation. All right, they have to, I don't know, show off like models do on the stage or something like that. I don't know. And their overall sense of commitment. I have no idea what that means with a mullet haircut. But I'm going to assume that Drew, he's 10 years old, is probably going back to school today in Dallas, and he apparently is now a celebrity. All right, so congratulations, Drew. Will he get, at some point, Drew must get a haircut. All right, Drew, time to get a haircut, buddy. Maybe he'll do it next week. He was just showing off for the farm show. I don't know. So congrats to Drew. Anyway, all right, if you are streaming us, 987thefox.info, you probably are doing so on your mobile device where you have a bunch of apps on your device. Do you have this app? According to one story, this is right now the number one app, or the number one paid app, I guess, in China. All right, the number one paid app in China. This app is called, I'm not kidding, folks, this app is called Are You Dead?
Oh, boy.
And the idea here, if you get this app, what you are supposed to do is you're supposed to check in every 2 days via the app.
Every 2 days?
Every 2 days. To confirm that you are still breathing and scrolling.
Still here. Still here.
Now, if that's bizarre, it is, okay? Apparently, if you use this app and you do not check in every 2 days, the app reaches out to emergency personnel to alert them. Folks, I'm not making this up. This is a real app, all right? According to some stats in one story I showed, now hopefully you know, China has a lot of people. It's about 1.4 billion people. That's a lot of people. Whoa. According to this, there may be, or there could be, as many as 200 million one-person households in China. In other words, somebody living all by themselves. And I guess this is not necessarily just, you know, quote, old people. It's all kinds of people. And they live all by themselves. Says here, the current share of single-person households in China is at 19.5%. So, in other words, one out of five households in China, somebody is living all by themselves.
Well, now you're exaggerating. It was just 19.5%.
Well,
not one out of five.
Well,
I mean,
19.5%. All right, fine. what the heck is going on in China? You got all these people living by themselves, and now you need an app. And apparently, I guess this app is available here. Check your app store or something. This, it says here, this is a paid app. You actually have to pay money,
my goodness,
to use this app. I don't know if you want to. That's on you. Okay, so that's crazy. That's weird. All right. Yes, we'll talk about Donald Trump and friends a little later on in the show. Lots of hot potatoes in the air once again today. One that is kind of under the radar a little bit. I want to see exactly where this goes. The other day, Trump gets on his social media outlet, it's all his, and announces that he wants to do something with credit card interest rates. He wants to cap them, at least for a year, at 10%. He wants all credit card interest rates that are above 10%, he wants them down to 10% or less.
Me too.
He claims he wants to start this on January 20th. So that would be a week from today. Okay. Trump claiming Americans are being ripped off. All right. Because let's see. The average credit card interest rate right now, if you add them all up, the average credit card interest rate is 19.65%. Now, I know I've seen some that are like 22, 24, and again, I've looked at those. I'm thinking, okay, if I use my, like, home equity line of credit, that's not 20 or 22 or 24. It's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 or something like that. How can, you know, I admit, I'm angry at credit card companies that charge outrageous interest rates, and 22 and 24 is absolutely outrageous. Now, the problem is, or the question is, first off, can Trump actually do this? Can he tell credit card companies, you must lower your interest rate to 10% or less? That's a good question, because obviously the credit card companies are not fond of this maneuver. They claim, I've seen this in a couple stories, the claim is that there's high interest rates because there's a number of people, they'll get a credit card and they default. In other words, you know, they use it, they get money, they buy things, and then they don't pay their bill.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, well, we have high interest rates to help cover those people who are more risky, and then they end up defaulting. And so, unfortunately, that means the rest of us have to carry the water for those people. Okay, I've got one story here that says, even if they went down to 10%, all right, this is a study from Vanderbilt University last year. Even if they capped this at 10%, all right, banks would still make money. All right, it's not like they would be going in the hole. They would still be making money. Now, it says here in this story, they would be making money if they cut back on those rewards. All right, how many of you get points or dollars or something from rewards from your credit card? Yeah, I do. I mean, I've got one of those, that, and I just kind of let it pile up. Okay. It says here, Americans would save $100 billion, with a B, $100 billion in interest costs every year if things were capped at 10%. Huh. All right. It says here, Arkansas, I guess just all by themselves, Arkansas, the state, has a 17% cap. So apparently it has been done somewhere. The question is, can Trump do it for the whole shebang? And then down to 10%. Again, allegedly he wants to start this a week from today. Let's see if that actually happens. All right, stay tuned for that. Am I all for it? Sure. Again, 22-24% is a joke. Total joke.
Seems high.
It seems high. Yeah, right up there with right up there with the price of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, come on, in our state. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens with that particular story. All right, we're going to take a break. All right, we got our sports segment. Later on, we'll have our official Steelers commiseration event. All right, we'll have that. Oh, our guest is already here, and he's crying in the corner.
It was such a such an
opportunity. Oh,
no.
Double whammy.
Not good to be at Keystone.
Leave the studio. What are you doing? Man. Come on. So we'll
rough
do
times,
all that. Again, we're going to get an update on Happy Valley Comic Con, one of our favorite events. And then we'll have some open line time later, and we'll do some more commiserating. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning, the day after. More on that coming up in a little bit. Let's get caught up on the Penn State football news. The whirlwind continues. I'm not exactly sure what to make of the... I mean, they've got to get bodies in here. I get it. but this feels like maybe not a great situation for Penn State football. Nittany Lions picking up a transfer in offensive lineman Tyshawn Huff. He comes to Happy Valley from Division II Tiffin University. Huff has 2 years of eligibility remaining. He's a 6'4", 300-pound interior lineman. Penn State has also picked up former Grambling State wide receiver Keith Jones Jr. from the portal. Jones has 3 years of eligibility remaining. He had 32 catches for 450 yards and 5 touchdowns for Grambling last season. And the Nittany Lions have picked up wide receiver Hunter Albright from St. Francis. Just letting you know.
Okay.
Penn State is also reportedly picking up punter Nathan Tice from Mississippi State. Tice is an Australian native who has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Former Penn State quarterback Bo Perbula has transferred to Virginia, where he will presumably play his final season of college football. Former Penn State defensive tackle Randy Adirika has transferred to Virginia Tech. Little known fact, former Penn State coach James Franklin is now coaching at Virginia Tech.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Former Penn State safety Antoine Belgrave Shorter has transferred to Arizona State. And former Penn State wide receiver Matt Outen has transferred to Syracuse, while former Penn State cornerback A.J. Harris has transferred to Indiana and will join the Hoosiers next season.
Great.
Hoosiers are preparing for their national championship game appearance against Miami in Miami on Monday night. Couple of other college football notes. Arizona State quarterback Sam Levitt, the top-rated transfer portal quarterback, set to join Lane Kiffin, reportedly, at LSU next season. And Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola is heading to Oregon, as the Ducks are still awaiting official word from their quarterback this past season, Dante Moore, on his future. State College boys basketball team last night pulling away in the second half to win at Altoona 71-55. The game was tied at 30 at halftime last night, and then the Little Lions went on a run in the second half. Michael Rhodes led the Little Lions with 20 points. Nick Carr added 16. Micah James with 15. The Little Lions improving to 9-5 on the season. Penns Valley girls basketball team losing a close battle to Tyrone last night, 53-51. El Dingus had 14 points to lead Penns Valley. Teammates Jordan Johnson and Paige Johnson added 11 and 10 points respectively. Lady Rams fall to 7-5 on the season. Penns Valley will visit Central tomorrow night. The State College swim teams sweeping Central Dauphin in yesterday's meet. The State High boys winning 94-76, while the girls won 121-49. Winners for State High on the boys' side included the 200 medley relay team, Evan Cole in the 200 freestyle and 100 butterfly, Luke Flickinger in the 200 IM and the 100 freestyle, Leo Garlicki in the 50 freestyle and 100 backstroke, Ryan Hillsley in the 100 breaststroke, and the 400 freestyle relay team. Winners for State College on the girls' side included the 200 medley relay team, Sierra Miller in the 200 freestyle, Isla Wright in the women's 200 IM, Molly Staniar in the women's 50 freestyle, Gabby Siegman in the 100 butterfly, Emily Lindsley in the 500 freestyle. The 200 freestyle relay team also won, as did Ellen Woodruff in the 100 backstroke, and the 400 freestyle relay team also winning in yesterday's meet. Phillipsburg Osceola wrestling team picking up a 53-19 win over Mount Union last night. Jacob Dugan, Ace Foster, Memphis Tui, Avery Gable, and Connor Eichenlob all picking up pins for the Mounties. Other winners for Phillipsburg Osceola included Hayden Kopchak, Caleb Hummel, Devin Long, and Danny Glessner. Bellsburg Osceola now 13-3 on the season, and PO will return to action tomorrow night at Marion Center. Tonight, it's a Center County showdown on the wrestling mats as Bellefonte will host Penns Valley. The Red Raiders are coming off a tournament title at the 38-team Southern Tier Memorial Tournament. Who finished second in that tournament? Well, that would be Penns Valley. The Red Raiders are 8-1 in dual action this season and have reeled off 8 consecutive wins after a season opening loss. The Rams are 9-0. We will have live coverage of tonight's big match starting at 7 o'clock with Todd and Norm Brown right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. State College Wrestling Team has its penultimate home match of the season tonight.
Oh, boy.
The 6-3 Little Lions will host Williamsport in a 7 o'clock start in the North Gym. They will hold senior night tonight for that match. Bald Eagle Area Wrestling Team is 6-4 heading into tonight's duel at Central Mountain. That is also scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. Also tonight, the State College Girls Basketball Team will be at Altoona. That contest scheduled to get underway at 6:30. The Penn State men's hockey team is up one spot to number 8 in the coaches' poll this week after sweeping Minnesota over the weekend. Michigan remains number 1 with Wisconsin second, Western Michigan third, Michigan State fourth, and North Dakota fifth. Minnesota Duluth is 6th, Quinnipiac is 7th, and then it's Penn State, Denver, and Dartmouth, respectively, rounding out the top 10. 14-6 Nittany Lions will be back in action this weekend, hosting Notre Dame in games Friday night at 7 and Saturday night at 8 at Pagola Ice Arena. Penn State coach Guy Gadowski did confirm yesterday that forward Braden Ford is going to miss a significant amount of time with the lower body injury he suffered in the second period of Saturday's win over Minnesota. Penn State women's hockey team holding steady at number 4 in the coaches' poll this week. Wisconsin number 1 with Ohio State second and Minnesota third. Penn State is 4th with UConn rounding out the top 5. The 19-4 Nittany Lions will visit Syracuse for games Friday evening at 6 and Saturday afternoon at 3 this weekend. A couple of Penn State players have been named to the Olympic Swedish women's hockey team. Penn State current sophomore Nicole Hall and Penn State alum and 2022 Olympian Jessica Adolfson have been named to the roster. Current Nittany Lions senior Tessa Janicki, of course, will also be competing for Team USA in the 2026 Winter Games. Penn State men's volleyball team remains 13th in the coaches' rankings this week. The Nittany Lions are 2-0 in the young season. Ohio State has moved into a tie with Penn State for 13th. UCLA is number 1 with Long Beach State ranked 2nd. Hawaii and Pepperdine are tied for 3rd in this week's poll. And then it is USC at number 5. The Nittany Lions will host St. Thomas Aquinas at Rec Hall on Thursday night. Penn State's Sean Harvey named the EIVA Offensive Player of the Week, and Ryan Merck, the EIVA Defensive Player of the Week. Harvey and Merck earned the honors for their performances and the wins over Mount Olive and Manhattan in the opening weekend this past weekend. Neither of the Penn State basketball teams are ranked in the AP poll this week, in case you were wondering. In the men's poll, Arizona is number 1 with Iowa State 2nd, UConn 3rd, Michigan 4th, and Purdue 5th. Other Big Ten teams in the top 25 include undefeated Nebraska at number 8, Michigan State 12th, and Illinois 13th. In the women's rankings, UConn is number 1 with South Carolina, UCLA, Texas, and Vanderbilt, respectively, rounding out the top 5. Michigan is 8th, Iowa is 11th, Ohio State 14th, Michigan State 15th, Nebraska 24th, and Illinois 25th in the AP women's poll this week. Penn State softball getting some preseason accolades this preseason as the Penn State softball team prepares. You know, we're only 6 weeks away from the start of the softball baseball seasons.
Wow.
That is a little bonkers. But Penn State has five players named on the freshman to watch list from Softball America, but Brooke Klosiewicz is named as the 92nd best player in the country by Softball America. The junior utility player had 13 home runs and 23 doubles last season. She drove in 53 runs and now has a career hitting batting average of 380. Five Penn State players again on the Big Ten freshman to watch list from Softball America. They include Kirsten Finarelli and Callie Karwowski. They are both infielders, along with outfielder Brianna Hannick, pitcher infielder Gabby Gratishar, and pitcher Brevin Kalaporis. The Nittany Lions will open their season February 6th at the Leadoff Classic in Clearwater, Florida. Well, last night, not nearly as much fun as I was hoping. Got the Steelers Tostitos out, was all ready to enjoy the game, and the Steelers jump out to a 3-0 lead. Acrisure Stadium is buzzing. The Texans' streak of six straight games where they scored first out the window. Here we go, Steelers, and there they went. defensive battle, 7-6. I mean, the Steelers are right kind of game that they wanted going into the fourth quarter. Like, all right, everybody's going to be like, how do they pull it out? How do they do it again? Wide right. We remember what happens in the fourth quarter. And I think it'd be fair to say that the fourth quarter did not go exactly according to plan for Mike Tomlin and the beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. You see what happened. Aaron Rodgers fumbled on a Will Anderson sack, and he just kind of threw the football in the turf. Sheldon Rankin said, hey, this looks like a nifty gift. Why don't I just run with this thing into that there end zone right in front of me? And that's what he did. A scoop and score is what I like to call that. Rodgers then said, you know, I'm really, really feeling generous. That's scoop and score. That's one way to do it. You know, another way you could do it is a pick six. And he gave him a pick six to boot. Kalen Bullock took it the other way. Texans outrushed the Steelers 164-63. Now, it took me a while. I did the math. That is over 100 yards difference in favor of the Texans in last night's game. They outgained the Steelers. Well, they more than doubled the Steelers' yardage is what happened. 408 yards to 175.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Steelers will now go at least a decade without winning a playoff game. Steelers finished this season with a record of 10 wins and 8 losses. Hey, that's 19 consecutive years where Mike Tomlin has posted a non-losing record in Pittsburgh. So we got that going for us. Divisional round of the playoffs are now set with no Philadelphia and no Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Bills will play at the Broncos in the first game of the weekend. That'll be Saturday at 4:30. Then Saturday night, the 49ers will visit the Seahawks at 8 o'clock. Ooh. On Sunday, it'll be the Texans visiting the Patriots. Ooh, sorry, New England. You're out of the playoffs after the 3 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. And the Rams will play at the Bears at 6:30. That's going to be an interesting one. Pittsburgh Penguins will host the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at 7. Penguins signing forward Blake Lizotte to a 3-year contract extension yesterday. Lightning coming off a 2-game sweep of the Flyers after a 5-1 victory last night. Christian Dvorak had the lone Philadelphia goal in last night's contest. The Flyers and Capitals now tied for third in the Metropolitan Division, 1 point ahead of the Penguins, you know, heading into tonight's game. But if the Penguins win in regulation, they get like two points.
They
jump over them. Is what would happen. So, you know, Penguins, you could salvage a little something for those of us that are Pittsburgh fans. What do you say tonight? Let's go, Pens. Let's go, Pens.
Please, Pens. Anyway.
And that is, well, a little something we like to call sports. Couple of other, just one other, note. I just wanted to mention this because it's been getting a lot of national attention. No charges are going to be filed against Notre Dame football coach Marcus Freeman after he was accused of assaulting a coach who actually was a former Big Ten wrestler earlier this month. There was an alleged altercation. Marcus's son is a high school wrestler. There was an event involving his son, and the state releasing, well, the prosecutor's office releasing a statement that says, in part, quote, based on a review of all of the evidence, the state would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a crime occurred, while the evidence suggests that a touching may have occurred. An inadvertent touching is not sufficient. The state is therefore declining to file any criminal charges, unquote. Notre Dame had previously released a statement that denied Freeman had assaulted Chris Flieger, the former Purdue wrestler who is now the New Prairie High School wrestling assistant coach. Flieger had accused Freeman of assault in a police report after both were at the Al Smith Wrestling Invitational. And according to Marcus and the Notre Dame side of the story, Vinnie Freeman, Marcus's son, was verbally accosted during and after his wrestling match by a local wrestling coach, presumably Flieger, and Marcus and his wife Joanna intervened to remove their son from the situation. So, all of that, okay. No charges being filed. Make of it what you will.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. All right. A couple quick notes before we take a break. You mentioned Penn Staters in the Olympics earlier. Folks, that's sneaking up. The Winter Olympics starts on February 6th. That's 3.5 weeks away. It's like kind of under the radar a little bit. It's in northern Italy, which my wife and I had a chance to visit on a vacation back in 2022. The closing ceremony, the Olympics goes for just a shade over 2 weeks. So you got those Penn Staters. They're like Tessa Janicki is going to be a little busy for several weeks. She's not going to be with the Penn State team.
Correct.
So that's the closing ceremony is going to be at Verona Arena. Mr. Ironhead, you're my witness. There's Verona Arena.
Look at you.
I have been in this facility.
It is
an ancient Roman amphitheater. It is 2,000 years old. And I remember walking into this place when we were on our vacation. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. That's where the closing ceremonies are going to be for the Winter Olympics. There's the outside of it. I mean, it looks like the classic Roman or the classic Colosseum
cool.
in Rome.
Yep.
All right. Except this is actually older than the Colosseum in Rome. So I'm looking forward to, checking out the Olympics, of course. And that closing ceremony, I'm going to say, yep, I was there. That was an amazing place.
Very cool.
All right, the Steelers. Is Aaron Rodgers retiring? Question number one, yes or no?
My guess is yes.
Yes.
Yeah, my guess is yes.
Now, a couple weeks ago, when the Steelers beat the Ravens, the Ravens turn around and fire John Harbaugh. Okay, the Steelers' season was a resounding thud in the fourth quarter last night. Does Mike Tomlin keep his job? Yes or no?
I think Mike Tomlin will be back next year, yes.
You want to hear a wild idea?
Sure.
All right. Mike Harbaugh right now is checking out. He's a hot commodity. He's checking out other teams. A whole bunch of teams, I guess, have reached out to him. He's whittling his list down. Totally insane idea. All right. Steelers fire Mike Tomlin today and reach out to John Harbaugh.
Oh, good God, no. The poor man's version of Mike Tomlin? No, thanks.
What? He's won Super Bowls.
He has a losing record against Tomlin, and the reason he got fired is lack of playoff success. Hello! There is a 0%. Actually, there's less than a 0% chance.
I did call it a crazy idea.
Well, that's just beyond
it
crazy.
Out there.
That's
the timing
that,
would be...
The right word there is a stupid idea.
The timing would be interesting. I've got to believe there's fans in Pittsburgh complaining again about Tomlin.
There's not much that... In fact, there's very few scenarios that I could draw up where I would, renounce my Steeler fandom. Hiring John Harbaugh would...
That would do
allow
it?
Allow that to occur.
Really?
Yes, I would be out until...
Okay.
I'm not even mildly concerned about it because...
All right.
No chance. If they make a move, they're not making the move to go to the poor man's version of the coach you just removed. But I don't think they're removing Tomlin. Now, I think there is an outside chance. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think the possibility would be there that Tomlin would say, yeah, I'm going to move on. More likely to a commentating role than to another coaching gig, but either is possible. But I will be very, very surprised if the Steelers decide to move on from Tomlin. I know Steelers fans, the majority of Steelers fans, Tomlin's the problem. No, you don't have a quarterback. And you don't have an effective offensive line. That's the problem. And if you want to say the coach is involved in the building process, fine. But the Ravens have their quarterback and they can't win. So you have to get your franchise quarterback, and that is, to me, by far the biggest problem for the Steelers right now. They've got to find their quarterback of the future, which is much easier said than done. Everybody out there is trying, and there's six to eight teams that have their guy.
At least a couple of folks keep bringing up, hey, what about Kurt Cignetti? And all of his Western PA ties and all that sort of stuff. If the Steelers part company with Tomlin, let's go hire Cignetti.
That I could get on board with.
Are you sure?
John Harbaugh, not so much.
But Cignetti has no professional experience. Am I correct?
Yeah, he
on that?
Had no Division I coaching experience either.
Yeah, but that's college ball.
Google him, dude.
College and pro.
Google him.
College and pro are just different. Nick Saban found that out the hard way.
You don't think Division I is different? FCS is different than FBS?
Okay.
You might want to talk to some folks
who
have coached in both.
Some, quote, experts are throwing the name out there. Again.
I would be much more on board with that than John Harbaugh.
Oh, all right.
Much more.
All right, let's take a break. We can do some more Steelers commiserating later if you want to join in, because we've got plenty here in the studio.
Sure can.
We're going to take a break. We'll have open line time later next hour. Coming back, our friend Tom Range from Happy Valley Comic Con. We want to get the update. This is a really cool event. Folks, do not miss this in about a month and a half. It's going to be fun. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valley 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning, a terrible Tuesday edition of Let's Talk after both the Eagles and the Steelers make early exits from the NFL playoffs. At least we're both there. We got that going for us before you Browns and Bengals fans give us too much grief.
Oh, please.
I mean, come on. Ravens.
All right. We'll have some open line time next hour. Plenty of other things to talk about, but you can chime in as well. Right now, we welcome back our friend Tom Home on the Range.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Yes, we can sing, all right. From Happy Valley Comic Con, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys? Well never mind. I know. Hey. I'm bringing the happy back to Happy Valley.
There we go.
Right now, we're Sad Valley. We are Sad Valley, but in 45 days, folks, Happy Valley Comic Con. Happy Valley Comic and Collectibles Convention, if you want to say the long part of the name.
That's too long.
Official. I know. That's why we go with Happy Valley Comic Con.
Do all the other ones have the same name, the same long name? Or there's a bunch of these.
Yeah, there's a bunch all over the country. Like there's C2E2, and that is what? It's Entertainment Expo is the EE, Comic Convention and
Entertainment
Expo. Expo, I think, is C2E2. But they just call it C2E2. Like, we call ourselves HVC3. So it's Happy Valley and then Comic and Collectibles Conventions, three Cs. Ooh. So HVC3. When we first went with that name that first year, it's like, so is this your third year? Because you're HVC3. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, we just go with D&D instead of the long, dumb, and dumber.
The little tiny three.
That's an exponent. Exponent. It's up in the corner.
Yeah, whatever that's called. Yeah, math class. That hurts.
Hey, no more math.
Retired math teacher here.
Oh, really?
Be respectful.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll give you a circumference.
All right, for folks who aren't familiar.
Barely got it.
All right, we've had you obviously on before, and you're one of our valued sponsors. Give us a little history of this event.
Well, this is now in its fourth year. It's all family run. It's myself, my wife, my son, my daughter. Three out of the four are Penn State grads. My wife would have gone to Penn State, but she's a physical therapist, and for some reason, Penn State doesn't have physical therapy. Like, why not?
Okay. Come on, guys.
Penn State. You have a billion other degrees, but not physical therapy. But we decided to get it together, and it has just grown and grown and grown. We've been at the Nittany Valley Sports Center for the past 3 years, and this fourth year we're expanding to the whole thing. So instead of 50,000 square feet of fun, it's now 100,000 square feet of fun.
Wow.
So it's just grown. Like, the attendance the first year was 2,000. Next year it was 5,000. Last year it was a little over 6,000. We're shooting for 8,000 to 10,000 this year, especially with the caliber of guests we're bringing out this year.
Now, folks aren't familiar. What is this event? Why should people come?
Oh, to have a blast at all. It's great. And the reason why we just don't go with Comic-Con, we say Comic and Collectibles Convention, because it's a little bit of everything. Sure, there's comics. Actually, we're probably going to be the biggest Comic-Con with comics this year. We have like 15 different major comic book vendors. We have 15 comic book artists or writers. We have the Fabian who wrote or co-created Deadpool, which I'm sure all of you know who Deadpool is.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, bring your Deadpool comics. He'll sign them for you.
Wow.
And it's a little bit of everything. So that's why we say comic and collectibles. We have sports cards. Pat Little might be stopping by. We're trying to get him to come out and sign some of the cards that are the All Sports Museum is handing out. We have Pokemon. We have anime. We have Magic the Gathering cards. We have Pokemon cards, as I mentioned. Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Costume contests. Like I mentioned, the celebrities. We have Jedi training. We have Stormtroopers. We have the USS Solstice, a makeup of a Star Trek set. A group from Pittsburgh is coming up, and they'll be setting up basically a Star Trek command center, as if you're on a ship and you can get your pictures taken on it. It's just, there'll be a little bit for everybody. If someone comes in and says, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing to do, You're not looking. You're not looking. Like, there's plenty
breathing,
to do.
Yeah.
You need the 2 days. You need to come both days.
Ooh.
To enjoy everything.
Okay. All right. And, yes, you got the whole building now, Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Yeah. Yeah. We were, you know, maybe a year or two from now, let it grow a little bit more. And the sports center was like, can you please take it all? And I'm like, what? And they were like, the problem was when we take half of it, they still have other things going on in the other half. And they said it's difficult. Parking was a problem.
Yeah.
It still might be a problem because we're talking about 6,000-7,000 people. But it's okay. We have two off-site parking lots, and we have two shuttle buses taking them, one at the Fullington lot and one from East Hall, so students can go to the convention for free.
There you go.
But they wanted us to take it over, and it was a good idea. I think 1 year one of our celebrities got hit by a basketball. Or what was it, a volleyball or something, because they were doing a camp on the other side.
Whoops.
And it sailed over. I think the kid did it on purpose. I'm just saying. But
all right.
We don't have to.
Issues.
But we have the whole place now, so we have none of those issues. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, over the next several weeks, we're going to have some fun here. We're going to be talking with some of your special guests that are coming for this event. You want to tell folks who they are?
Sure, sure. You hate saying this person over that person, but I think our headliner would be the Trisha Helfer.
Oh.
Trisha Helfer. Put your tongue back in, Scott.
Mr. Gazy.
Scott.
The ruling is bad.
Okay. Bad.
Sorry.
Scott. Bad.
Sorry.
I think last time we were here, you said she was gorgeous.
Yes.
Well,
says
she,
that in the commercial. Yeah.
She just did a video for us. It's up on our Facebook page saying, hey, looking forward to it. She's there with her pussy cat.
Yes.
And oh my, she is still.
Yes, she is.
Very
unbelievable. Yes.
But she's our I'd say our headliner. A lot of that video was posted, and all of a sudden, ticket sales went up a little bit.
Boom.
Would you be surprised? And booth sales have skyrocketed. We're working out something with State Theater. We're hoping to show one of her films Saturday night at the theater. Do a special Q&A or do a special meet and greet beforehand. Get your picture taken with her. Get a free autograph, a free drink. The Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance is going to give everyone a free drink. And that will be before, and then we'll watch the movie. And then afterwards, we'll have a Q&A with her on stage for about 45 minutes or so.
Love
but
it.
Still working on that. Maybe I shouldn't have said it yet.
Come on.
That's going to happen.
What could possibly go wrong?
We did it last year for the writer of Seven, who was a Penn State grad.
Yes.
And they sold out. It was an incredible event. So we're hoping Trisha does just as well, if not better. I think you had mentioned Allison is coming on.
Allison Rosenfeld is 1 day next week.
Excuse me. She is an animation voice actress. She's best known as Nurse Joy on the Pokemon videos, animations. But she's also Polly Pocket of the Polly Pocket animation. Polly Pocket. If you've seen that or heard that cartoon, that's her voice. Plus, she's done many other voices. So I think she might have been in Strawberry Shortcake, too. But she's been in a lot of different animations. Very sweet person. She was with us 2 years ago, and at the time we were still fledgling. We're like, I don't know about this. And she was like, how about I just come for the 1 day and blah, 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 blah. So we did the 1 day, and she was crowded all day, and we're like, no, we should have done the 2 days for her. Let's see who else we have. We have Tracy Coco. She has been in multiple Star Trek Next Generation. Star Trek Next Generation, Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
I think she is the only person that has worn every rank from like ensign on up to captain.
Oh,
like,
really?
Every time they showed her rank went up a little bit until finally she was up there. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. We have Ray Hurd. He does a lot of voiceover for commercials, but he also does a lot of voices for Dragon Ball Z, which is another very popular cartoon, or animation, I should say.
Yeah.
They don't use the word cartoon anymore.
It's animation.
Animation.
It's a bigger word.
Mmm.
Mmm. Animation good.
And then lastly, we have Oliver Wyman, which is actually a local. I drove up to McDonald's. He saw the Happy Valley Comic Con thing. He was handing me my food through the drive-thru. And he was like, oh, I've been there. You know who you should get? Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman from Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm on what do they call it? We don't use it because we're old. It's not Facebook. It's not Instagram.
MySpace.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Well, what are you trying to find?
You're showing your age.
Yeah.
My man.
What are you trying to find?
It's gamers use it to communicate to each other.
Reddit?
No, Reddit.
I don't know.
While you're playing the game, you're on Dispatch. Dispatch?
I have no idea.
Something like that.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
I'm somewhere over there. I thought it began with an R, but it's not Reddit or whatever. Anyway, he was like, I'm in contact to him, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, send me the information. Who knows? Lo and behold, I reached out to the guy. I was like, yeah, I'll come to your convention. And he does voices for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon.
Animation.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Animation. Yes. So, celebrity-wise, we're great. Comic book artists, we have a limited edition comic book, a limited edition Batman comic. Only 1,000 of them are being made. They are going to be foil. They're going to be for sale for $40 at the convention, but they come free with an early admit, which is only $20. Ooh. So if you're thinking of coming and you'd like to get in early and get this limited edition comic, it's only $20 more.
That's a good deal.
And two of the artists that drew the cover are going to be there, and they'll sign the cover for free.
Wow. Amazing.
Free, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Free.
Can't beat
now,
that.
February 28 and March 1. Now, Tom, am I right? You have the whole building.
Yes.
You still have some space for vendors.
We are at about 82% full. If we had the old space, we would have been sold out last month. So this is, and it's not like, oh, it's in the new space. That's going to be away from everything. No. We have spots open. We let the vendors choose where they want to be. Some Comic-Cons say, all right, this guy's a good friend of mine. I'm going to put him by the front of the room. This is a guy I've never met before, and, oh, I hate his stuff. I'm putting him in the back of the room away from me. We don't do that. Here are the spots that are available. Here are the vendors next to you. Here's the list of all the vendors, so you don't want to set up right next to someone that's selling the same stuff. Tell us where you want to be. I'm more open and pro-vendor than helping out my friends and things like that. So there's spots all over the convention. You can actually go to the website, and if you go to the attendees page, there's a map and a list of vendors so far, and you could easily figure out which ones are available and which ones aren't that way.
Now, a vendor of what?
We're kind of open to anything to an extent. We got an email yesterday. A plasma company wanted to set up.
A plasma company?
Yeah, take blood. And
ooh.
I went to my wife. I'm like, they'll probably take about two or three. No! No.
Wait a minute. Vampires would be Comic-Con.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
Tie it in.
Maybe if they dressed up, maybe I could write it back and say, dress up as vampires, then I'll do
perfect.
It.
Let's make it work.
And we also kind of say no to the roofing. Hey, you're interested in metal roofing? Hey, do you need a new bathtub? And, we don't want to. I've been to conventions that at the end they take anybody just to fill. And then, God forbid, if you're next to one of those dealers, because no one will go to your spot. Everyone avoids them. I remember going down spots. It's like, okay, the AT&T guy is there, and there's someone that wants to give me a new credit card. I'm not going down this. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be hounded. So I just avoided that. So we're avoiding that. If we have, there's 18% left, about 40 spots. If we don't fill them, hey, Penn State College of Communications, would you like a free booth, promoting video editing or something like that? We're not going to We're not going to sell the boots to anybody. We're not going to sell them cheap.
I mean, I think you let a local dentist set up a chair and make the root canal a little more tolerable. It's like, well, the overall day was good. Yeah, the root canal sucks, but man, everything else.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
How did that vampire idea?
You know what? That might work. I could work that in. That has some potential, so maybe I didn't send the email rejection email yet.
Let me go back
to the wife and kids and say, what do you guys... Okay, plasma, no, but what if blood sucking? We advertise it as blood sucking.
Perfect.
It's not, someone right now is saying, plasma's not blood! You know.
Close enough.
Yeah, what is that? Blood byproduct sucking.
Whatever,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But,
now, if somebody is interested, vendor, what do they, how do they get
it? Just go to HappyValleyComicCon.com. That's HappyValleyComicCon.com.
Nicely done.
And thank you very much. And then they say I have a face for radio. And then you go to vendors. There is a vendors tab. And under the vendors tab, it's like, hey, here are the booth prices. Do you want pipe and drape? Do you want chairs? Do you want tables? Do you want this, that? Advertising on the video screen, so on and so forth. And at the very end of all that explanation, here's the link to get your table and vendor booth and so on and so forth.
All right, very good. What's in your hand right there?
This is a gift to you guys. What? It is 10 tickets to the convention.
All right.
That you guys can hand out or take them yourselves.
Awesome.
If you'd like. So, you know, we are 45 days away. I mean, you could do two per week for 6 weeks.
There's
I don't know.
Plan. All right.
I have
two and a half of them away, and then we'll keep the other seven.
No. No.
Whatever.
You can't do a half
no.
of a ticket.
Oh.
I mean, they're 2-day tickets, so I guess if someone showed up with a half,
nobody
I could have them come one
ideas
day.
Only he would come up with that idea.
Oh. I have these Happy Valley stickers. Happy Valley Comic Con stickers.
Nice. Right.
Oh, you like this logo?
I do like
it. It's my wife designed this logo. She's an artist.
That is really
wonderful. For those of you, do you know what it is? He thinks it's eye-catching, but does he know?
I don't.
Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say, yes.
It is
the outside, yeah.
It is the Hobbit house, the doorway. Remember, it's a big, long circle. But on the doorknob is the symbol for Battlestar Galactica in celebration of Trisha. And then, of course, I have these postcards that you can have or destroy or do whatever
right,
you want with
all
that.
All right, very good.
Well, we would not destroy it.
Good man. Good answer. Ding, 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 ding. Good answer.
You sure you want me to be the MC of this gig?
Absolutely, that's right. You are our MC, I might have to take you not... Maybe I should take Trisha's interview away from you.
Oh,
either that or we're going to need someone
like
by you with a sponge getting rid of the saliva.
No,
I'll bring a towel.
Scene.
Yeah,
I'll
that could... Trisha!
Okay, not that bad. I am looking forward to this event.
That's right. He is our MC for all the stuff that's happening up on the stage. Mr. Scott Geezy right there. You can now finally see him in the flesh.
God forbid.
Oh, boy.
You're going to dress up?
That I'll have to give some thought to.
Dress up as a vampire, and you could do part-time with the plasma team.
There you go.
I
Help
think,
out a little bit.
Yeah, just
well,
make
yourself useful.
I am a regular blood donor, so maybe...
Oh, there we go.
That might
See,
work.
It's all tying together.
Yeah.
Just
good evening.
Now, you want people to buy tickets to this event. They can do it at the door.
They can do it at the door. It is cheaper to buy it online.
There you go.
Not only is it cheaper... Everyone who buys one, you saw this cool logo. We made pins of this logo, and everyone that buys a ticket online gets a free pin with that.
Okay.
Now you have to buy them online by the 15th of February because we need about 2 weeks to get those pins in time to hand them out. And then on top of that, that limited edition early entry, that's only available when you buy a ticket online. So you should buy your tickets online. They are cheaper. You can get a free pin, and you can do the early entry and get that free comic. Limited edition, super duper foil Batman comic. It has Batman on the cover, it has Robin on the cover, and it has Nightwing on the cover. So the three of them.
And all the cool kids are doing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, Just saying. Do you want to be a cool kid or not?
Yeah. And all
the
cool
15th, kids, if you want to be cool.
February 15th. And tickets start for college kids. It's $8. 10 and under, it's $10 on Saturday. Ooh. Free on Sunday. Completely free. And then the tickets for an adult on Saturday are 20, 15 on Sunday or 30. But like I said, online, cheaper. We're talking 17, 12, and 26.
10 and under. See, my kiddo's 10 and a half today. They're celebrating the half birthday at his school.
I can sneak you in.
Oh, nice!
Wait, that's still 10.
I know.
That's he's okay.
10 and under. Well, hold on. Let me look at the rule book.
I'm excited about
being rule book. What do I got here?
Yeah,
children 5 to 10, $10 Saturday. 5 to 10, $10. I can do it.
Or free on Sunday.
Free on Sunday. He seems like a free on Sunday type of guy.
We do love the free.
The free. Big free is for me. That used to be my motto.
Yes, yes.
It still is my motto.
As it is for everybody in media. let's be honest, guys.
Yeah. That's roughly accurate. Yeah.
Hey, have another munchkin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thanks for the free munchkin.
Yes,
you're very, very welcome.
I got you 25.
There's three left.
Anytime.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to all these different guests. We're going to try to do one a week if everybody can make their schedules work. We have one next week. I'm waiting to hear back from the other folks.
Right.
So
right.
Hopefully that'll go well. We'll just have some fun with those interviews.
You'll have a blast. All of them have great when you're in that kind of show business type of thing, you have to have a great personality. I'm sure they'll have a blast.
Well, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you for having me.
And the countdown continues. But do it this way. If somehow you sell out of the vendors, let me know.
Absolutely. Yes.
Obviously, we have a commercial, or you have a commercial.
Actually,
running.
I heard that commercial driving in.
All right.
I was like, that might be gone soon. Because, like I said, when they announced Trisha, it was like, and we're averaging one or two booths a day. So there's 45 days left. What will be out probably beforehand.
Wow.
Very
good.
That's what I'm hoping. We, like I said, expanding. We're doing the expansion a little bit too early.
Is the fudge booth coming back?
Yes, the fudge booth is coming back.
All right.
It's a Comic-Con, and you worried about fudge.
Well, food.
I mean.
You know who did the best? The guy begged to come back. The meadery. He makes mead. Out of bees,
honey stuff.
Duh. Yeah. But, that's what they produce.
Honey.
Bee juice.
That bee juice stuff.
I always have a hard time, like, milking bees.
Yeah, they're very difficult.
Anyway, he's, from Erie, I think, and he was like, he sold out. Like, I tried some of his stuff, and then all of a sudden he got inundated with people. I was like, I'll come back and buy some bottles. I come back, he's like, yeah, that one sold out, and that one sold out, and that one's like, aww. Luckily, someone else bought one and gave me one of his. Delicious. Oh. Axman Brewery is going to be there, too. They always have very nice beer. I like their porters. There's plenty to see and do. And eat if you come to a Comic-Con to eat instead of enjoy yourself.
Both.
If you come late to one of your interviews because you have fudge all over your face, I'm going to be very upset.
I won't do that.
Okay.
That'll be better than the drool that's going to be all over your face. I feel like the fudge
we'll need a little bucket.
That may be the preferable.
I'll bring a towel.
A towel. Maybe
bring a towel.
It's going to be a mess.
It is. Jeez. It's going to be humming a humming a humming a humming a humming.
All right.
Clean up on aisle two again.
Get the heck out of here. No, we're looking for this. Going to be great.
Thank you guys so much. As always, it's always fun to be on.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get back to actual seriousness.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's
Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
WFXX, The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, The Fox State College.
It is our Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. I guess life does go on after a Steelers loss. Again.
Sure.
I'm just tired of life going on after a Steelers playoff loss. Again. Is all. But, yeah, phone line is open. 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266.
I still, all right, let's continue that theme. By the way, folks, anything you like, news, sports, whatever, you know the deal. You're a regular listener.
You got the drill down. Unless you're new, in which case you have no idea. And Scott's just kind of dismissing you. That's what Scott does, though.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Doesn't care for the people of Bellefonte.
No.
Doesn't care.
You're going to bring that back up again.
Oh, especially ahead of the rivalry game match tonight.
Match
absolutely.
Tonight. We are PB. Yes. Let's go Rams. Mm-hmm. All right, come on. Oh, man, that's going to be a great match tonight.
It is going to be lot of fun.
That'll be the local match of the year. And it will be, I mean, they will pack the house. This is in Bellefonte this time. They will pack the house in Bellefonte tonight. So if you can't make it or you can't get in, all right, listen to us.
Absolutely.
All right, Norm and Todd Brown will have the action 7 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. I just, you know, going back to the Steelers again, all right, they beat the Ravens, and then a couple days later, surprise, John Harbaugh's fired. And I just have to wonder, especially after that fourth quarter last night at home, which was a big fat thud, if one or two days are going to go by and the Steelers do the same thing. I know there are unhappy people in Pittsburgh today, a ton of them.
Well, that is for sure.
A ton of them. That the Steelers may finally decide to part company because a ton of fans have been calling for that for the longest time. But I mean, yes, no, what is that totally off the table? Or
I mean, I wouldn't say totally off the table. Like, if you're asking me if there's any chance, of course there's a chance. I just this one does not feel to me like a Tomlin. I'm not exactly sure what Mike Tomlin. I get that he's involved in the roster, and if you want to say, well, the roster is just not good enough, fine as far as it goes, I guess. I don't think there's any sentiment in the front office that Mike Tomlin. He certainly did not lose the locker room. We'll see what the Texans do the rest of the way, that can be dangerous too because it's all. Just as in college football, I mean, we see, you know, we were talking about the Penn State Indiana game yesterday. It's about the matchups, and every week is different and kind of a season unto itself. And you know, can you have a week, a game where somebody just looks like they put it all together, and then the next week, man, that doesn't look like the same team. Sure, that Texans defense is. Legit. Knew it going in, even more sure of it coming out of that game last night. I think the Steelers defense is good, but man, just They have some lapses over the course of four quarters. The Texans just are really, really good on the defensive side of the ball. And they were able to get it going offensively enough last night. Had the one really good, really long drive and kind of a demoralizing drive against that Steelers defense. And again, I'm never going to say never, but I'll be surprised because I think Tomlin has the trust and the faith of the ownership. I think he has the trust and the faith of the locker room, and I think the issue is they need to find their franchise quarterback, and they need to continue to improve. I did think it got better as the season went along, but, I mean, it's not where it needs to be if they're going to be a Super Bowl contender with that offensive line. And, yeah, I mean, there's other needs. You need another receiver now. And you can go down the list. But I know the calls are going to be loud and strong. Yep, you got to get rid of Tomlin. He's a bum. Yeah. All of this. That's just not been the Steelers' way. Again, I do think there's a chance. I don't think it's a great chance, but there's a chance that Tomlin says, yeah, you know what? This has been a heck of a lot of fun. Great ride. 19 years in this business, period, let alone in one spot, is one heck of an accomplishment in and of itself. And, yeah, I'm okay riding off into the sunset, not having to deal with the knucklehead fans and all of the things that come with this and the pressures. Let me take a well-paying TV gig and get out of this and just enjoy the fruits of my many years of labor and continue to pile up money in the bank account without all of the stress. I could see that happening. I think Mike Tomlin really enjoys it still, enjoys being a head coach, all of the things that come with it. I think he enjoys being the Steelers head coach. I think if the Steelers did decide to move on, I don't think he'd go into broadcasting right now. I think he wants to keep coaching right now. But I think if he wants to be back, and my gut feeling is he does, he'll be back.
All right. If something is going to happen, we assume it would probably happen this week.
I would think. Yes, because you've got to make to go after whatever you think is the and listen, the Steelers have with both Cowher and Tomlin, they weren't like the hot names that the definitive man, that's the guy you got to go out and get type of figure. So they have a very good track record of hiring guys that will stick around a while and continue to feed into the winning culture. But again, whether it's Tomlin or a new coach, it's a bit of a rebuild project in Pittsburgh still on the offensive side of the ball. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I could be wrong, obviously. I don't think Rodgers will be back. I think he's done.
Time for him to go.
Yeah.
And he would probably get a TV gig like Tom Brady.
I could see that. If he wants it, I'm not 100% sure he'd want it. I get the feeling he's okay just moving on to something a little more out of the spotlight. I don't think he'd be at all uncomfortable.
He's a guy, though, that he's not afraid to speak his mind.
Not at all.
So that's perfect for being a TV commentator. Yeah. That's why I think it would be an interesting fit. You know, he's not a shy guy. He's not afraid to speak his mind. Sometimes he'll say something like, what? Hello? He'd be perfect for a TV commentator for one, you know, ABC or ESPN or something, whatever, Fox, you know, all those things. All right. I've got some newsy stuff, but let me stick with this. All right. When you did your sports segment last hour, you talked about, again, every day the transfer portal is open for a few more days till Friday. All right. And you mentioned, okay, here's some new guys coming in and
Not from big time schools. We could safely say that. First time Penn State has dipped into the Division II area to get transfer portal pickups.
And that's bad?
Well, I mean, it's not great.
I mean, I'm no expert here, but I keep hearing about Kurt Cignetti, who's like the greatest thing since sliced bread right now. All right, he's just like unbelievable. And you've got to believe that other schools, other teams, are looking at Indiana and the amazing turnaround in just 2 years. They're playing for the title next week.
He's going to cost
a
lot of people Cignetti, there. Already has cost a lot of people there.
Cignetti has set the new template. Well, hey, we want to copy that template. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't exactly have a team full of, quote, five stars. He doesn't. All right? I mean, I'm blanking. Mendoza, the quarterback. Love that kid. He's great. Yep. He came from, was it Cal?
Yep.
He came from Cal. No offense, Cal's not going anywhere. All right? But somehow he saw something in this kid, brought him over, and this season, poof, just wow, like where did that come from? And again, with guys either from not big, if you will, programs, well, what's to stop these guys that you were talking about today that maybe somebody sees a diamond in the rough? And so, okay, let's offer him, let's bring him in, let's give him a chance, because that's pretty much what it is anymore, right? Let's give him a chance. If it doesn't work out, well, they'll have another portal a year from now.
That
right?
Very true.
Yeah. I mean, that's the state of college, not just football, but that's the state of college sports now. Bring him in, a one-year tryout. If it works, great, please stay. Please stay, AJ Harris. Whoops, no. And if it doesn't work out, well, hey, there's this portal gig again, and so on. I mean, the last 2 weeks have been crazy. I've stopped trying to keep track of comings and goings and all this. Okay, wait till it's all over. Let the dust settle. We see the list of names. Okay, let's go. That's where I've been. They have the numbers, right? Or have they had more players leave than come in?
Oh, they've had more players leave.
They've had more players leave than come in.
Substantially,
And that's bad. Or not bad.
Well, I mean, I think for practice purposes, you'd like to get to the 105 roster limit, yeah.
So they're definitely not at that limit right now.
No.
Oh, okay. But obviously you can still play if you don't have 105. Right?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. Just making sure. All right. Again, some of that stuff has, changed over the last several years. How many scholarships you give and all this, all just torn apart. Poof. And for just a regular fan, I consider myself now just a regular fan, it's hard to keep track of all this stuff. So there are 4 more days left in this portal. I guess there are still guys out there available. Yes, there's still, there's, and they've got 4 days to get them, because after 4 days, then what happens?
Just the portal closed.
That's it. You can't take anybody in after that. All right. So you expecting then a whole lot of action here in the next 4 days?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be bringing in more.
Recruits. All the guys who have left or have left, I'm assuming by this point. Yes, they're already out the door.
I would think so.
Now, again, the deal here, because Cam Wallace announced, hey, I'm going to do the portal, and then somewhere in the last few days, he apparently changed his mind. Now he's coming back.
Yeah.
Could some of these portal guys turn around and come back?
There's not many left now that don't have destinations, but I guess in theory, I have to look at the list of, in theory, if they haven't committed anywhere else, I suppose it's possible.
All right. So if you go through these next 4 days and nothing happens, so in other words, I'm in the portal, And I don't know, for some reason, I don't have any takers, or I'm not pushing it very hard, if it's me or my agent or however that stuff works. So we get to this weekend, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and I haven't picked any place. I can just turn around and come back? Is that the way it works? So come Saturday or Sunday, I can just turn around and come back?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Folks, are you keeping track of this? God love you if you are, because I'm not. It's just really confusing. Go in, out, change my mind. Nope, no switch. Whoop, no switched again. Washington, quarterback from Washington, got a deal, signed something, and then a day or two later, nope, I'm out of here. I'm leaving now. And then lawsuit, and then all of a sudden, well, no, I've changed my mind. I'm coming
really
back now.
I really am committed to Washington. I was just kidding around.
I mean, that's craziness, total craziness, right? And as best I can or as best we can, I have to wonder, the folks in Washington are going to be looking at this guy this year like, yeah, we remembered what you tried to do. Okay, we've got an eye on you. I just wonder if that guy's high on the Washington popularity list right now. My guess is probably not after what he tried to do. No?
It's a different... Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Okay.
We're in a very different era. And for those of us that were used to the prior era, it is going to take some getting used to. But it would be like a player in the NFL testing the free agent waters and then coming back to your team. It's like, or, you know, you see it all the time with contract disputes. Hey, we're out here busting our butt during preseason practices and you're holding out trying to get more. Well, yeah, that's, and then they come in and okay. Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
That's just the world. It's a different world, but it's the world we're living.
All right, folks, let's watch the next 4 days. Could be an interesting ride. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. Folks, if you want to join us, you're more than welcome, or sit back and listen. That's great. We'll switch over to some newsy stuff. I came across some interesting statistics yesterday that just made me think. And after some Penn State students decided to invade College Avenue last night, it made me think some more.
Oh, boy.
All right, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Little headbanging on a Tuesday morning. It's Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is wide open.
814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 if you want to join the big show this morning.
Come on, chime in. All right, we've got a thing, some things we'll kind of throw out there. All right. Very quickly, from this morning, inflation for December, 2.7%. That's pretty much what it was the month before. Now, again, the Fed keeps having this 2% target, which I continue to think is too low now. It's just too low. Oh, we got to get to 2. Got to get to 2. Got to get to 2. Because that's where we were, well, before COVID. Well, the world's changed since before COVID, right? Yes, in many different ways. So inflation is pretty much steady. So we're going to have to figure when the Fed has their little get-together or their next get-together. And it's always about interest rates, you know, the interest you pay on credit card, mortgage, you know, loans, you know, various things and so on. When the Fed makes moves, eventually it changes these rates. So if inflation has stayed the same for a couple of months now, a simple thought here is that probably no change. In other words, not another cut in interest rates. Again, folks, we're the regular people, all right? We're the ones, you know, we follow media, we're in the middle, we're not out on the fringes, most of us. We're not out on the fringes, either right or left. And we're trying to discern what the heck is going on in the world right now. And all the various things, I mean, it's just an onslaught of stuff. And it makes your head spin, doesn't it? It's just, what the heck? Now it's this? Now what? Now what? It's just more and more and more. This, you know, the Department of Justice is taking a look at Jerome Powell. He's the head of the Fed. He's like the chief banker, if you will, for the country. He's like the chief banker. And they're doing a possible criminal investigation of Powell, which, to my knowledge, that has never happened before, mainly because the Fed, the Federal Reserve, is doing this building for themselves, a new headquarters, in Washington, D.C. Now, granted, this is the Fed. These are the money people. So that means they have money. All right? They have money. And so this building is now, according to multiple stories out there, it is over budget. It is behind schedule, apparently. The original, this is not a skyscraper or something. This is just a, we'll call it a decent-sized building. The original, if I got my numbers right, the original cost of this building, a building, $1.8 billion. That was the original cost of the building. Now, because of delays and overruns and so on, now the cost of the building, we're told, is around $2.5 billion. This thing is $700 million over budget. Now, if you're a Penn State fan, that number should ring a bell. Right? The refurbishing of Beaver Stadium, which is a big production, big deal, is about $700 million. Okay? This building for the Fed, these are the people that are money experts, is now gone from $1.8 to $2.5 billion, way late, way over budget. Hey, Mr. Powell, do you really know what you're doing with money? Couldn't you ask that question? I would. It's like you can't even figure out your own building, and yet you're the people in charge of a lot of financial policy? Is that criminal? No. One man's opinion, no. That's not criminal. Should there be an investigation as to what the heck is going on here? Yes. I would say yes. But it's not criminal. Criminal means you go to jail. All right, Jerome Powell in jail? Oh, come on. All right, this is one of these, is it possible to go too far with something? Yes, Donald Trump, it definitely is. Okay, you're once again overextending. Investigation, yes. Why these crazy overruns? I mean, is everything in this building going to be gold-plated, for goodness sakes? Does the Fed really need that? Of course, the answer is no. So then what's the problem? Again, these are the people in charge of our financial policy. They can't balance their own books. Does that make you feel good? All right. Steelers go thud in the fourth quarter. Ugh. Then we've got this story. Ugh. It's just like one after another. Now, today, of course, is day two of the Penn State spring semester. Welcome back to the kids. All right. The town is vibrant again, which is great. Truly great. And then for some reason, last night, apparently a bunch of them, I don't know, Center Daily Times story, I think, said 100 students decided to protest along College Avenue, except in this case, unlike the Allen Street Gate folks the other day, in this case, the kids decided to get on College Avenue and disrupt traffic. Now, it didn't last long, but it was, again, protest about Minneapolis and what happened there and what's happening there and so on. Now, I wasn't there, all right? I was announcing a high school basketball game, having fun last night. Had some folks come up to me like, hey, we really like the radio show. Like, oh great. All right, appreciate that at the ball game last night. That was great. I have to once again ask, or if I could have, ask these students, why are you out here? Do you understand why you're out here, or did you just come along for the ride? So you had a few instigators, my term, you had a few instigators, you know, drum this up, probably put the word out on social media, hey, we're going to go do this, why don't you come on down? And a bunch of people came on down, and they stomped around on College Avenue, and that proved exactly what? What? All right? It's an ugly mess. The folks on the fringes, the two ends, oh, they're running wild with this. Are you kidding me? They're going bananas. They love this. The rest of us don't, but they do. Gives them a chance to fire up their social media engines and just let fly. One side, the left lets fly, the right lets fly. They love this stuff. Yeah, no wonder we can't get anything solved, because you got these folks driving the narrative. I'm going to continue to maintain. Now, first off, they need to. We got this allegations of fraud in Minneapolis. We're talking untold fraud, just billions of dollars of outright theft. And the investigators now are digging into this. If it is proven in Minneapolis that these, if they're Somalis or whoever they are, that they have been ripping us, the U.S. taxpayer, they've been ripping us off for tremendous amounts of money for years, will these protesters continue to condone this? I have to wonder. And so I came across something yesterday from an outfit that I have never heard of. So when I first saw this, I thought, okay, is this a gag? Is this a joke? There's a place called the Skeptic Research Center.
Really?
The Skeptic Research Center.
I do like the name.
Now, they have a website.
Yeah.
Okay. And I looked over this website, and it looks, I mean, it looks legit.
I don't know. I'm skeptical.
It says here, I'm doing this from their website, the Skeptic Research Center offers clear, single-topic analyses of proprietary polling and survey data to reveal public attitudes on key issues. Did you understand any of that? In other words, they look at numbers and try to figure out what they mean. Okay.
Yeah.
It says here they are committed to fostering a scientific and skeptical worldview. Actually, the more I thought about that, I thought, I think I actually like that. We probably need more people that are skeptical. In other words, they don't buy everything they're told. And they don't buy everything that's put in their hands. So these folks did a survey recently. Actually, recently, late summer. All right, late summer of 25. And they asked a bunch of questions. And they have a subset of their people that they surveyed. This is what they believe. So, in other words, it wasn't everybody. It was a subset of whoever, it was like 3,000 people they surveyed. And a subset of people in that 3,000 people believe this statement. And the statement is, the American government has a moral responsibility to provide a comfortable life for all immigrants in need. These people believe this. As you can maybe tell by my tone of voice, I don't agree. All right. Again, the American government, in other words, the feds, has a moral responsibility, to provide a comfortable life for all immigrants in need. Doesn't matter if you cross the line illegally, where you came from, none of that. You cross the line, the federal government should be providing things for you so that you have a, quote, comfortable life.
Well, and right off the bat, because I don't think the government has a moral obligation to provide a comfortable life for its own citizens, depending on maybe how we're defining comfort. But, I mean,
there's a subset of people, somebody listening to my voice, you believe this, that as soon as an immigrant shows up in our country, no matter how they got here, the federal government has a moral responsibility to provide for them. Folks, no wonder we're in debt. Seriously? I mean, think about it. Common sense. No wonder we're in debt. Now, there's two further questions tied to this. All right, this is where it really gets interesting. All right, that's why I like these skeptic folks. I might have to reach out to them and say, hey, you want to be a guest? This would be interesting to talk about. So this subset of people that believes what I just read, immigrants, they should be given things so they have a comfortable life. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Is there any definition on what a comfortable life means?
Comfortable life to me means you get freebies. Here's stuff, here's stuff, here's stuff, here's money, here's stuff. Comfortable life.
Yeah, I don't think its own citizens. I don't think the government is obligated to again, we really have gone completely backwards from the Kennedy. Ask not what you
Your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country. We are exactly the opposite right now. A large segment of us, anyway, where it is all about the hell with anything I'm going to do for the country. What are you going to do for me? And we have people with their hands out, and now we have citizens here thinking that yes, we, the collective, are obligated to do that for the non-citizens.
That's actually an interesting tie-in to John Kennedy's statement.
Incredible.
All right?
I mean, it really is.
Now, they asked there were two other questions from the Skeptics Center, whatever, that they asked, you know, this group that believes, yes, federal government should provide for these people. How long? Who knows? Just keep providing, apparently. Two other questions. Here's the first one. Now, it's just this particular group of people. If you are protesting something unjust, it is reasonable to damage property. Of that subset of group, 33%, one-third, says that it is reasonable to damage property if you are protesting something, quote, unjust. That's apparently what these folks believe. It's okay to damage property. Go for it. And then the second question here is, violence is often necessary to create social change. 39% of the people in this group say that's correct. Violence, yep, got to use violence to make social change.
Wow.
And now, folks, we're going to take a break in a moment. That really makes you think. And these are Americans who believe this. I'm going to guess somebody listening to my voice right now, you believe this. We'll come back. We'll have a short segment because we're getting toward the end. I'd love for somebody to call in and defend that. Really would. We'll give you the floor. You can make your case. I'd love to hear this. Right now, we're going to take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Thank you for listening to 98.7 The Fox. If you're a business and want to sell more business, why not advertise on 98.7 The Fox? Get a flood of commercials morning, noon, and night. Try us for just 1 month and watch the results come in for a cost better than anybody else in the region. Reach out today for more information. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link so we can schedule a visit. That's 987thefox.info. Use the Contact Us link. Make 2026 a great year by partnering with 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. A final segment here. Again, if you want to chime in, 814-954-7266 is the phone number that will allow you to join the program.
All right, folks, be brave. Come on, be brave. again, we have enough talk show fodder to last for months. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. I've never seen a situation like this where there's so many different things. Iran, what are we going to do with Iran? I think a lot of Americans would like to do something, as in we help the people, apparently millions of them, protesting in Iran. We'd like to help them somehow, but how? All right, Trump and company are allegedly trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? Because Trump kind of painted himself in a corner, as far as I'm concerned, painted himself in a corner by saying, Iran, if you start killing people, you're going to hear from us. Well, guess what? Iran's killing people. Protesters. All right, I've seen one story. It might be 2,000 at this point. That's a lot of people. Well, okay, Trump, you put that red line there. I remember when Barack Obama put a red line in Syria, and Syria called his bluff, and Obama did nothing. Well, that didn't go over well. Well, Trump's now put his own red line down. And so this will be interesting. Again, if they're going to do something, I figure they're going to do it this week. Well, what? We're going to attack them? We're going to attack them where? We're going to attack them how? All right, is there a military solution to what's going on in Iran? I don't think so. What, are we going to invade the country? Oh, well, people would love that. No. So what are we going to do? All right, watch out for that one. We have an open line program right now tomorrow. If you're a regular listener, you know, and it's just out of the goodness of our hearts, all right, we like to solve our country's problems.
It's what we do. It's who we are.
That's right. We solve our country's problems. I have the answer for immigration. And I'll save it because we don't have much time here. We'll save it for tomorrow. Some of you might like it.
Problem solved.
Some of you will hate it.
Huh.
Guaranteed. So tune in tomorrow, assuming something else doesn't in the next 24 hours or something.
Oh, no.
All right.
Let's see.
I've got the answer here for immigration. All right. Stay tuned. Because we're debating and arguing back and forth. A lot of other people are debating and arguing back and forth, and we got people pulling their cars in the middle of streets and all this other crazy stuff. All right. Do we want to actually solve this issue? And B, of course, how to get there. We've got all the criminals that we keep hearing about, and we see that ICE is apprehending. We're talking really bad people. that have done terrible things. We're finally picking them up, or starting to.
Yeah.
But the big unknown is, what about all those other people? Again, we don't know how many. 5 million, 10 million, 15, 20 million? We don't know. What, we're just going to round them all up? No, that's crazy. I mean, that's not going to happen. Realism. Common sense. Well, what about those people? What are we going to do with them? I think I have an answer tomorrow.
Yeah?
I will save it for tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting. I'm reading a book at home right now. Totally, just totally different subject. And this was two nights ago. I like to read before I go to bed. Helps me to sleep better. All
yep.
right. And I'm reading this book. It's got absolutely nothing to do with politics. Well, for the most part, nothing to do with it. All right. Totally different subject. And I came across this sentence from one of the authors, two authors of this book, nonfiction book. One of the authors writes this line, and it just struck me. And the line that he wrote was, the sentence he wrote is, violence begins when people run out of arguments. Think about that line for a moment. Violence begins when people run out of arguments. I think the author is right. When those folks, if it's you or whoever it is, you got nothing else to deal or fight with or whatever, you're kind of out of stuff, but we're not going to give up. What's next? You do something violent. You start throwing things at ICE agents. You start yelling at them, using bullhorns in their ears, all that sort of stuff. When you've got nothing else to go with, boom, you go straight to violence. Am I wrong? I don't think so. My version, in my notes here, I've got Scott's version of this sentence, which I've used before. Because if you're a regular listener to the show, these protesters that feel the need to put the F word on signs and use it in discourse and screaming and yelling at people. I mean, when the mayor of Minneapolis does it, and again, I have zero respect for that guy. Zero. If I could go negative numbers, I would. I got zero respect for that dude. No wonder Minneapolis is a mess if that guy's the mayor. All right, boom. The rest of us shouldn't be surprised. But my version of the sentence is, people start swearing, they start using expletives when they have nothing else left to argue with. You got no other reason, you can't reason your way through a problem or a scenario or a situation, all right? There's no reasoning, that's when you start dropping the F-bombs. Boom, boom, and we see it, right? All the time now. On signs, in public comments, all this sort of thing. The F word has become so stylish. Oh, it's all the cool kids use the F word. I think that's how some of these people actually think. Maybe some of you actually think this. You're one of the cool kids because you use the F word. No, it means you've got nothing else to argue with. You're tapped out, and you know it. So you just start throwing the F-bombs and other expletives and so on. That's it. Violence begins when people run out of arguments. I just read this line in a totally unrelated book two nights ago, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, I stopped what I was doing and put it in my notes. Yeah, there it is. Boom. If it's Venezuela, if it's Iran, if it's Minneapolis, if it's Greenland. Yes, we're still debating over Greenland. What should we do with Greenland? We're having big meetings with Denmark today about what to do with Greenland.
Good morning, Denmark, if you're listening.
Or good morning, Greenland.
We love you.
All 57,000 people who live in Greenland.
Well, we love Greenland, obviously.
Oh, okay. It's not all that green. All right, it's mostly white, like ice. Anyway. Hey, folks, have a terrific day. It's going to warm up a little today.
Yeah, it is.
Get out and enjoy it. And we will try this all over again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, with that.
All right, is that good for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's enjoy the donuts. Have a good day.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.